We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in fourth and final quarter of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. You know what that means. It's Ask Greg time. Greg Pickle here will be answering your Penn State football and recruiting questions. I, Dustin Hockensmith, will be presenting those questions to Greg. I'm really just a professional reader in this case, and not even a very good one at that. This segment brought to you by TailgateWine.com, where if you're looking for a unique gift idea for that Penn State fan in your life, you have to check out TailgateWine.com, the blue and white wine gift box. They have all kinds of wine and barbecue packages with sauces and rubs. You can check all of it out at TailgateWine.com, where great wine meets great barbecue. The best question today, as Greg deems it, will be rewarded with a bottle of wine from TailgateWine.com, which if that isn't incentive enough to download the Keystone Sports app, to fire off a question using the very easy-to-use Ask Greg button, I don't know what to tell you. These are the best questions we've got so far. We're going to ask them, and Greg's going to answer, and then we'll be rewarding somebody with a bottle of wine. Are you ready, Greg?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
So, obviously, with the big news from the past week, Julian Fleming, we've got a few questions on that front.
No way. With
Matt from Scranton, as a diehard Penn State fan, should I be worried that a member of the team, Antonio Shelton, engaged in Twitter war with fans regarding the Julian Fleming verbal to Ohio State and the notion that Penn State and Ohio State are not rivals? Did you see the back and forth from Antonio Shelton with fans?
I can't say I did.
So he's an Ohio kid from Westerville, Ohio, and he was pretty adamant that Penn State and Ohio State are not rivals. So that was the gist of the Twitter back and forth that he was having with people. I think whether he's right or wrong, I thought it was a strange hill to try to be willing to die on. Like, I don't know why you need to engage in a back and forth about that, but just to answer the question, as you're presumably looking at some of these tweets, I don't really think it's a big problem either. I think, you know, as a coach, the difficulty in allowing your kids to be themselves without embarrassing the program. You know, there's sometimes a pretty thin line between those two things. I don't think this is a situation where he embarrassed the program. He had an opinion. He was sharing it.
Yeah, so be it. I mean, that's exactly where I fall on this. I hadn't saw the tweets, but one of the wonderful things about the internet is you can find them pretty quickly while you talk. So I went ahead and did that, and look, the whole unrivaled thing's a bit of a yawner at this point, but it's how the program approaches things. And are they rivals? I don't know. This goes back to Penn State and Pitt. Are they rivals? Yeah, they were rivals at one point, but if the games really aren't that competitive and they're lopsided, are the teams actually rivals? Penn State, Ohio State's been close, but look, Ohio State's biggest rival is, always will be, Michigan. Penn State's going to fall somewhere else on that pecking order. So, you know, there was a point there where some thought Penn State Rutgers could become a rivalry. That's obviously not going to happen anytime soon. Can Mike Locksley help turn Maryland Penn State back into a rivalry? I guess we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, I just kind of shrug at this stuff.
It just all begs the question, like, what are the ingredients for a rivalry? Number one, should go without saying, a pre-existing rivalry shouldn't already be in play.
Well, and there shouldn't be. The first ingredient to a rivalry is that there's no question about whether it is a rivalry or not, right?
I mean, if you have to ask, it probably isn't one.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. I mean, if there's any amount of question or concern about whether it is or not, then I don't think it is.
But why? I guess in this moment where fans are kind of venting about, you know, and I guess the gist of it was you're losing Julian Fleming to a rival. Why focus on the rival part? Like, why are we focused on that and not the idea of losing a five-star kid from Pennsylvania? But that's not me. That's where Antonio Shelton was going. So that's his prerogative. Next question comes from Chris from State College. Wants you to pull back the curtain on crystal ball predictions. How does a recruiting service, Crystal Ball Recruit, how do they know? How and where are they getting their intel? The latest example is Julian Fleming. He had five teams on his final list, but even his friends and neighbors thought he might be committing to Penn State, but all the experts had him pegged to Ohio State. How do they know enough to crystal ball predict accurately?
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I would say I got a lot of people telling me that his friends and family, like some guy emailed me on Friday when we wrote about Julian Fleming and talked about him and said, you know, I tweeted about his commitment. And somebody said, oh, who cares? His family and friends have been saying he was going to Ohio State for weeks. So, like, I feel like it depends who you talk to in that regard. You know, we obviously don't make crystal ball predictions. We're not a part of the Rivals cast. So, I mean, we can't tell you exactly how it goes on. But, look, I mean, there's people that talk behind the scenes. There's word that gets out about things. It's kept hush for a variety of reasons. You know, one example I'll give you is, like, let's look at commitment videos, for example. Or let's look at edits that kids post on social media when they commit. Dustin, somebody has to make those things before the kid makes his announcement. It's not like they just all of a sudden appear where the kid's sitting in the bleachers saying, you know, go Lions or go Buckeyes or whatever. I mean, so somebody honestly, obviously knows what's going on beforehand because they have to. Otherwise, they couldn't put the video together. So that plays a role in it. I think just gut feeling from time to time plays a moment. You know, like in the example of guys, you know, visiting campus and committing a day later, a lot of guys will be like, well, you know, I don't want to do an interview today because I want to think about what I want to do with my recruitment. Can I talk to you tomorrow once I decide? It's like, okay, well, you know, you got a pretty good indication at that point that he's probably going to go to the school that he visited. So, you know, coaches can put word out there. High school coaches can put word out there. So, you know, I think it's mostly about feel, but sometimes it's about what you're hearing.
Yeah, it's I don't think there's any set defined way to do it, but I would say as part of this conversation, who you take crystal ball predictions from is part of it too.
Like, definitely,
if somebody from the Ole Miss recruiting front is checking in on Julian Fleming going to Ohio State over Penn State, you can kind of take that with a grain of salt as maybe following the rest of the industry. He's not going to have firsthand knowledge. But if you look at national guys like Steve Wilfong and you know, local guys in Penn State's case like Sean Fitz, they have a much more educated feel than we would. And part of that is, you know, how good was the visit? What, how much enthusiasm is coming from the player? Where are they at? You know, was their recruitment wide open before Penn State offered? There's a lot of different stuff that goes into it. But if you're a Penn State fan and you know that there's a kid that you're curious about, I think the first order of business should be going to see where Steve Wilfong and where Sean Fitz have him projected and how fresh and new that crystal ball is. If Steve Wilfong predicted Julian Fleming to Penn State a year ago and hadn't updated it yet, use that information accordingly.
Exactly. It's all about the reliability of, you know, like Fashnall, you know, it's an example of, you know, if a kid is going to, you know, if all these predictions start piling in all of a sudden, and then, you know, do you see Jane Franklin put out word about where the kid's going? You know, or put out word that they received a commitment, you can kind of figure it out. So that there's two ways the crystal ball stuff works. Sometimes you'll see a pick go in, and then, you know, when that author writes about his decision, which is usually behind a paywall, his or her decision, it's usually behind a paywall, but they're going to be, you can read between the lines and tell either, okay, he or she thinks this is going to happen really soon, or he or she thinks this is going to take a while. And you can use that information to say, okay, maybe this is just based off of this one visit to campus. Maybe it's not. But you can usually just read between the lines and sort of put your finger on, number one, how strong of an opinion they have. Number two, what's that picker's track record? As you mentioned, Sean and Steve are very good. Then number three, you know, what kind of timeline are you looking at here?
This is Ask Greg. It's the fourth and final quarter of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, and it's presented by TailgateWine.com. Another question here as it relates to Julian Fleming. We didn't get anything very direct on Julian Fleming, which surprised me. But Brad from Dearborn Heights, Michigan, says, this may have been asked already, but after reading your article citing playing with Justin Fields at Ohio State as being one of the reasons for Fleming's commitment there, do you think Franklin and company regret not pulling out all the stops to get Fields to transfer to Penn State? Hindsight's 20/20, but having lost Tommy Stevens anyway, this seems like a double whammy in a really odd situation. Your thoughts?
No, I don't think they regret it. I think that, you know, Penn State, look at what happened with Ohio State. They brought in Justin Fields and what? Two kids transferred out?
All hell breaks loose.
Right. I'm surprised it hasn't at Mississippi State.
You better really believe that the guy you're bringing in to shake up your entire depth chart and to kind of torch the expectations of every kid who was on that depth chart already, you better really believe that kid's worth it. In this case, I don't think Justin Fields to Penn State was ever happening.
No, I don't either.
The fact that he was committed there a year and a half prior okay. I guess that's meaningful in some way. He saw some positives, but you know what happens in a year and a half, especially when he spent a year on Georgia's campus, and now what he's looking for in a school. Like, I don't know. I just didn't connect those dots as quickly as everybody else seemed to.
I don't think there was ever a realistic chance of Justin Fields to go. Again, Dustin, if you are going to, if you are going to risk blowing up, not blowing up, if you're going to risk messing up the chemistry in your quarterback room and your roster to bring in a guy, you've said it 100% correct. You better make sure that this guy is the one, because if not, you're going to be left without great options at quarterback, options you recruited because you thought they could be big time players for you. You are going to be stuck for a while, and that's something that it's not easy to gloss over.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, it's a fair question, but at the same time, I just don't think it was ever happening. So how about, we'll try to get maybe two more, maybe one more. Ryan from Frederick, Maryland, fair question here too. How important is a player's personality on team success and team dynamic? Which player on the current roster brings the most personality and contributes most to the locker room dynamic? So that's really one of the big questions in football, right? Is it, you know, how important is it to have locker room guys? How important is it to have a culture where every guy fits in?
Right. I mean, I think my pick would be KJ Hamler. I mean, I think he's capable of leading his teammates. I think he's capable of, you know, bringing his teammates together. And I think he's capable of making them confident enough to play with a kind of swag and belief in themselves that can lead to bigger things.
Energize.
So to me, I think it's probably him. And, you know, there's some other guys probably in that conversation, but he tops my list easily.
I mean, Penn State's always looking for a type. They're looking for usually pretty genuine and nice kids who have academics somewhere on their priority list too, and that are pretty good football players. They're looking for maybe more complete human beings than other programs out there. And I know a lot of Penn State fans will lean on that to death whenever they don't get a five star, which. Maybe that's fair. Maybe that's unfair. Maybe that's just a coping mechanism. I'm not sure. So in Julian Fleming's case, I saw a bunch of this where it's, you know, Penn State's looking for quality character kids. Clearly Julian Fleming was not that. Whatever. That's not a fair situation, but it is what it is. So why don't you give your winning question here, Greg?
Let's go with the guy or gal, I can't remember which, who had asked us about the crystal ball, because I get more, and I think you do too, questions about that than anything else. Just how does it work? And people are really curious to know.
Should we buy into it or not? That's Chris from State College. So there you go. Winner of the bottle of tailgate wine this week. Thanks everybody for your questions. Thanks for tuning in this week. If you don't know by now, you can download the Keystone Sports app. Check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and on Spotify as well. If you missed anything, we'll see you next time.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA-preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.